Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I know some of you guys have asked me to put a mask on during my show, even though there's nobody around. I think it's just that it covers my face. You know, I think you guys would rather see less of me. Sorry, there's nobody around here, so I don't have to wear the mask. But we have another little issue that nobody's talking about. And this is something that we are assuming is just going to be par for the course, all right? We're going to social distance. Everybody's going to wear masks. Not that easy. Here's my question to you. How long have you been in a mask? How long have you worn one of these masks with the little metal things poking out and or one of your cloth masks? How many hours have you been in one? And are you comfortable throughout the day? Are you comfortable doing a whole 8-hour shift or 12-hour shift in a mask? Now, in the medical field, we had to get comfortable pretty quickly. So I'm used to it. I would wear a mask all day long. I mean, you would take kind of breaks a little bit, you know, because you'd have to drink and you'd have to eat and my nose is running. Or I'd have to, you know, deal with my nose. But I want to be honest with you. How many hours can you guys go? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a picture of a woman, I'm not exactly sure where, she's American, where she came to work with a hole in her mouth, in her mask, so you could see her mouth and her lips and her tongue. And when people asked her why, she's like, well, I have to breathe. So she was wearing the mask, but she had a hole over her mouth. Okay, that kind of defeats the purpose. But she said she couldn't breathe. Now, as a physician, I haven't seen a bunch of patients on telemedicine, and I have been getting requests for work notes to get people out of wearing a mask. They don't want to wear masks. They said they can't. They said it bothers their face. Why is my nose running? I need Kleenex. Like, you know what? If I wore a mask, I wouldn't have to, like, be, I could just let it drip. Anyway. So, they want a work note. So they don't have to wear a mask at work. They go, I just can't. I can't have it on my face. Now, I've never tried CPAP or sleep apnea masks. Have any of you guys? How comfortable is it? And mind you, this is not a CPAP mask, but the same reason why people may not be able to tolerate CPAP masks is the same reason why we can't have a mask on our face. So, you know, we're telling people to go back to work and do their 8-hour shift or their 12-hour shift or whatever shifts they do wearing a mask. Running around from table to table. Is that realistic? Now, we doctors and nurses and medical professionals, we do it, but we take off our masks often throughout the day because we have to change them out. And luckily, before coronavirus, there was plenty. So I would probably wear maybe 6 to 8 a day if I changed it out every hour, 2 hours. But if you're working in a restaurant, and when I waited tables, you really didn't have much of a break. If you got to sneak a sip of soda, you were lucky. If you got to pee, you were lucky. But you would basically get UTIs all the time because you didn't have time to go to the bathroom. Do workers need a mask break? I mean, we're seeing people try to get out of wearing a mask at work. You're seeing them cut holes in masks. Is it really realistic to have somebody all day long wear a mask? Now, people are saying, well, they do it in China. They've been doing it, you know, that maybe. But is it at work? Or is it just when they walk around in the street? What is the longest amount of time the average person can handle a mask? Now, mind you, with me and my medical background, you will get used to it. You'll get used to it. Just wear the mask and you'll get used to it. But there's a lot of people out there that can't. Then here comes the next question. What about the gym? How am I supposed to wear a mask when exercising? Do we doctors want you to wear a mask when you are huffing and puffing on a treadmill or on a stair stepper or lifting weights? Now, this is where I'm a little torn. I don't want you guys spreading coronavirus in a gym, but you need maximum oxygen coming in. You cannot have anything interfere with the amount of oxygen that you're getting. You can't. And my nose. I apologize. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and for those of us in Las Vegas, all our weeds are blooming. It's really nice. All our weeds are really, really pretty. But weeds have pollen, so a lot of us have allergies. So, I don't care. You guys see my boogers. It's fine. Do I have any boogers? Fine. So, we really don't want you to diminish the amount of oxygen you can get. You can breathe through masks. You can, but I don't know how much of a barrier really helps. I was on the John Phillips show on KVC. He's like, look, when I go jogging, that's hard to do with the mask. I agree. I would be like, you know, lifting it a little bit, trying to get more air. So, you know, here we are making all these recommendations of, all right, we're going to mask everybody up. We're going to, okay, let's really be realistic about this. How long can you be in a mask? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Or are you going to try to sneak breaks? And then if so, should we, with all these new guidelines, have mask breaks? Allow people to go outside and take their mask off their face. I know this sounds ridiculous to some of you, but I want you to try that. This is your homework. What I want you to do is around the house, okay? I want you to wear your mask, whether it's your scarf, whether it's your surgical thing. And I know people don't want to waste one mask, but this is kind of important to know before you hire back on and you go back to work, because you can't sit there and start getting grumpy. I get grumpy. But you see, me as a doctor, no big deal. After I dealt with the patient and I washed my hands, I took off a mask. I would take off my mask multiple times. You're not going to be allowed to do that. If you go to a football game, lasts about 3 hours, I cannot wait for football, are you going to be able to wear a mask the whole 3 hours? How do you drink your beer? How do you eat your hot dog while wearing a mask? Same thing with a movie theater. If you got to sit there in a movie and, you know, because it's all scary, how are you supposed to do that while trying to eat popcorn? You're basically going to be taking off your mask. So, I mean, here we are with these mask recommendations. But, I mean, is anybody actually thinking about how realistic those are? How are you supposed to eat popcorn wearing a mask? How are you supposed to do a love scene, you know, wearing a mask? How are you supposed to? I mean, it's not that applicable. The other thing, too, that a lot of us don't realize is I'm hard of hearing, so I read lips. I need to see your mouth when you speak. If not, I can't tell what you're saying. So how are we going to have hearing devices? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's get to some of your comments and your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on Facebook, I put out a couple polls because I want to know, how many hours are you comfortable wearing a face mask? And here are some of your answers. Deanna says, I say we all buy stock in acne medication and skincare. We're going to see a rise in sales because of all mask wearing. It's true. I forgot about that. Pimples, not being able to. Well, you know what? My makeup gets smudged. I put makeup on. And then you put on the mask, and then it almost condenses the makeup or concentrates it or wipes it off. So I can totally see that being an issue, too. Rachel writes, heck no, I bought us masks, but we're not going to use them unless they are required, like airplanes. But then the little baby can't wear a mask. So, you know, yeah, how do you keep a mask on your little one? We talked about that last week. Kat writes, why are people wearing them when driving and then having breathing issues and getting into accidents? You know, that's kind of interesting. I've seen that. I've seen people driving around in a car where they're the only one in the car and they're wearing their mask. and the windows are up. And you're like, look, you might as well use this time to breathe normally. And, you know, you don't really have to be utilizing the mask then. But I guess they want to show that they're doing their part. You know, they're wearing the mask in a car by themselves. That's nice. You know, but it's, is it overdoing? But Kat thinks that might be causing somebody's car accidents. Maiva wrote, just saw a nurse that said she has to wear hers for 10 hours while at work. Not good. And this is a doctor who wrote this. And so it's, you know, these are nurses are used to wearing masks. But if a nurse is complaining that they now have to wear it the whole shift, that means it's not easy to do. Leslie said lipstick sales are going to go down. Oh, that's a good point, too. That's right, lipstick sales. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Louise says, I got some from Seven Hills Clothers. I wear them. They are breathable. Good, good. Kat says, I could do the plastic shield. Some say I can't wear it that long. So, again, I have a cloth mask. Can wear. I didn't realize how often I take it off. I really think we need to do that, the challenge. I think we need to really see how often we're able to do it. And the reason why is your employer is going to get in a lot of trouble if you don't follow the rules. Or if you have a place of business and your staff doesn't follow the rules. And if staff need to keep taking off their mask, or keep going to the back, you're going to have employers going, why aren't you at your station? Why aren't you at your station? Well, they might need, you know, that break from the mask. It's something that you wouldn't think would be talked about, but it has to be talked about. Now, when we put here a poll, will we ever be back to having games, concerts, restaurants, clubs with bumper-to-bumper people as a new normal social distancing, put an end to that. One of you said, for sure, if everybody could stop talking, that would be great. Oh, yeah, that was because I had said, you know, everybody needs to stop talking. Louise said she lost her friend on Saturday from the virus. They're in Denver. He had battled it since March. So sorry, Louise. I'm sending prayers. That's horrible. That's horrible. Kat writes, this isn't my new norm. Charles said, herd immunity is not happening, but no stopping on the Raider Stadium. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have the Raider Stadium, and we put forth a lot of money for the Raider Stadium to be. And the Raider Stadium is Allegiant Stadium, and the Raiders are coming. And many of you are like, oh, well, it's just the Raiders. No. I think the Raiders are going to pull through. Listen, look at Don Shula and the Dolphins. Okay, the Dolphins had some great seasons. Okay, you know, maybe not recently, but it's doable. Now, I'm a Cowboy fan, but I was in L.A. when the Raiders were there originally, so I'm very easily, I have Raiders gear. I could be a Raiders fan. Yeah, they need to step it up, and I think they will. I mean, look at the Bucks. The Bucks are getting Gronkowski and Tom Brady. That's a nice combo. We'll see what happens there. I don't know. Some of you are asking if Aaron Rodgers is going over to the Patriots. I don't know. I know there's rumors. That would be interesting. Because I'm not sure how LaFleur and he are getting along. That'll be very interesting, so we'll see. But, when it comes to, living our life and, you know, we have to decide what we're going to invest in. And this is a difficult decision because a lot of us small business owners had made the decision to borrow the money from the government. I was hesitant on that. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if things are really going to go downhill. How are we going to be able to open up our salons normally? And I just didn't want to borrow any more money. You know, I wasn't ready to double down. You know, but there was this carrot dangled in front of us saying, look, we'll forgive the loan as long as you spend it, you know, and you hire your employees back. Well, most of the employees don't want to come back, obviously. I don't blame them. A lot of employees out there, they don't want to come back yet. They don't know about coronavirus. They're getting cush unemployment. So a lot of companies are looking at all this, going, okay, you're telling us this is the new norm. You're telling us we have to wear masks. All right. Has anybody actually thought this through? Has anybody actually put this to practice? No. And so you have on one side people say, well, then you know what? Let's just wait. Let's just not reopen until we can. I don't know if that's going to work. I could ask that. They go, Dr. Wax, should we just wait? Dr. Dahlia, but my last name's Wax. Should we just wait until coronavirus is gone by the end of the summer? Well, we're being told it's not going to be completely gone. We're being told that it's going to still be around. Whether it's going to be the southern hemisphere, whether it's still going to be around in America. We don't know. It's a new virus, so we don't know. And then we're told that a couple months after August, it's coming right back. So if you're a business owner, you're probably thinking, you know what, maybe I shouldn't borrow any more money. Maybe I really shouldn't hire people back. Maybe I should just lay low. Maybe I should just, just call it a day and just hibernate for the next 2 years till things, you know, improve. I'm not ready to do that. I want to fight. I think that we're going to be hopefully able to break even. And if I could provide jobs for people that need jobs out there, I'd like to. But I wouldn't be surprised if people say, to heck with it. So here we have Allegiant Stadium in my neck of the woods, and you guys have stadiums, AT&T Stadium, you have MetLife, there's, you know, the Georgia Dome, there's the, you know, is it still called Georgia Dome, or is the Falcon Stadium called differently? I don't know. But, you know, with all these stadiums, there's workers, and there's vendors, and there's, you know, they might be out of business now, but if they do come back, are they going to be, you know, working at third capacity? And it's concerning. Now, landlords. We're being told that landlords are bracing for a huge wave of rental defaults after more than 30 million Americans applied for unemployment relief. Now, landlords are stuck between a rock and a hard place. So landlords have to pay. Usually landlords don't own their buildings free and clear. They owe a bank. So if they, with, you know, very graciously say, look, we'll let you skip 1 month's rent, they can't keep doing that indefinitely. So a lot of people couldn't pay the rent in March. They couldn't pay the rent in April. Here we are in May, especially in my neck of the woods in Nevada, we're still on lockdown. In Michigan, you're still on lockdown. Can really the average landlord deal with a quarter of the year with no money coming in? They say landlords are bracing throughout the U.S. are bracing for a huge wave of rental defaults. In the last week of April, rental payments were not far off normal. According to the National Multifamily Housing Council, 92% of the rental properties in its data paid or made partial payments. However, the lockdown is now in force. Eviction moratoriums are in place, and many of those will expire by the end of July. Bruce Brenner, who lives in Minneapolis, said two dozens of his 120 tenants have called to say they will not pay their rent on time. He said 6 weeks ago you could name your price and you'd have multiple people applying. Now you're deferring and working out payment plans and it's only going to get worse. Sean Riley, 25 years old, joined thousands of other tenants across New York on Friday for May Day protests demanding rent cancellation. Now listen, I get that. If you don't have a job and you can't pay your rent, you're going to get kicked out of your house. So canceling rent is a nice thing to do. But is anybody protecting the landlords from not getting the building ripped out? But if that building gets foreclosed on and there's a new owner owning the building, you're getting kicked out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is reporting more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in April, and the unemployment rate is approaching 15%. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says those numbers are heartbreaking.
That's a tough story. It's a lot of heartbreak, a lot of hardship in those numbers we hear at SAW today. This is, of course, a function of the virus and the pandemic.
President Trump and the First Lady are laying a wreath at the World War II Memorial in our nation's capital to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the victory in Europe Day. VE Day is observed on May 8th each year, a day after Germany officially surrendered to Allies in 1945. President Trump and the First Lady also observed a moment of silence in front of the memorial as taps was performed. President Trump will be meeting with his Joint Chiefs of Staff this weekend at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Georgia father and son are under arrest in the shooting of a black teenager in a white neighborhood. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is charging Gregory and Travis McMichael with felony murder and aggravated assault. Ahmed Arbery was shot and killed by the two men. JetBlue is taking some heat on social media for its Thursday flyover salute to healthcare heroes and first responders above New York City. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Most say the gesture was perfectly fine, but it was the fact that the planes flew so low that caused a problem for many. Three JetBlue jets flying just 2,000 feet above some locations, including Manhattan. Many said it was in bad taste, given people's memories of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center. JetBlue's not addressed the criticism except to say safety was the top priority, and it did work with the FAA to coordinate the special event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sorry, I swallowed down the wrong tube. So you guys are going to start seeing food rationings. Have you guys seen this? All right. You are going to be limited at certain stores, if not already, to buy certain products. We've already seen people kind of, I apologize, we've already seen people limited in buying Lysol and Clorox and all that. So I've written a piece on food rationing as multiple grocery store chains have announced that they will limit food purchases in light of processing challenges that occurred as a result of COVID-19. Apologize, let me drink some water. So, Food shortages have begun as factories and plants have been plagued with employee COVID exposure and poor demand due to restaurants, casinos, food venues not being open. So what has happened is a lot of these farms and a lot of these butcheries and things like that, they had planned, hired, grown, cultivated for millions of restaurants being open and all these demands being out there. Then everything had to be closed down. And so even though we still have people eating and still people wanting to eat, you don't have places to deliver the food to. So trucks can't go to Outback Steakhouse or Applebee's or things like that. Even though there's still curbside, it's not at the same degree and quantity or volume as others. So you don't have as many places to ship food to. And the average grocery, the average refrigeration storage units at most grocery stores was still limited. There wasn't a lot of time to buy, you know, extra storage and space for that. So what ended up happening is a lot of the vegetables had to get thrown out, turned back into mulch. We're hearing animals are getting slaughtered. I just don't understand how, you know, we've come to this. Now, restaurants are going to reopen, but remember, they're only going to be opening at half capacity. So they're not going to put in an order for, you know, tons of food. They're going to request less. Menus are going to probably be restricted. So as a result of this, now grocery stores are starting to feel the pinch. In Texas, HEB is adding beef, pork, and chicken to the list of items that they could sell sparingly. I'm looking at right now at HEB. It says product availability update. Limits are temporary and necessary for you and your neighbors to find the products you need. So fresh beef, chicken, pork, and turkey. Limit 2 items total per transaction, not 2 of each. So you can't buy 2 turkeys, 2 porks, 2 chicken, 2 fresh beef. You only get 2 meats. They say it's temporary, but they've had to start to limit. I've seen this in grocery stores in Nevada, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, multiple other states are doing these restrictions. So, one thing that kind of added fuel to the fire is a Tyson plant in Indiana had 900 employees test positive for COVID. Now, did a bunch of people get sick with COVID, or was it that, well, yeah, they tested positive because a lot of people are positive? We don't know. But they did decide to close the plant, and appropriately so. So Tyson closed a bunch of plants. A bunch of other food places closed plants. Tyson Foods reported, as pork, beef, and chicken plants are being forced to close, even for short periods of time, millions of pounds of meat will disappear from the supply chain. So if they are allowed to reopen, again, we're having an issue of our employees going to want to come back to work. Or, if an employee is exposed, then they can't come back to work for 14 days. Many employees, like we're seeing, don't want to come back to work. Like, you know what, I'm going to stay home with my kids. Coming into the summer, the kids are home for school, I'd rather stay home. Unemployment's going to last throughout the summer. Who's going to be working the assembly lines? Who's going to be working at these, you know, plants? And meat plants require a lot more hands-on because of the bones and things like that. So, moreover, these plants are sustaining losses because of all the new guidelines, social distancing rules, etc. So, with anticipation that the demand's going to sink, and these new restaurant guidelines and all that, we're seeing things go down. Now, Kroger told MSN that there is still plenty of protein in the supply chain. However, some processors are experiencing challenges. Now, if you've noticed, we aren't seeing an issue with fish. I know, it's fish. I know. I mean, just force yourself to like it, people, okay? You know, it's a protein. You're going to have to start eating some fish if you can't get your beef. Peanuts. You can get peanuts and vegetables. Maybe just start eating more vegetarian. Gridhar Malia, the senior policy official for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for Public Health, says now as many as 1 out of every 4 are projected to join the ranks of the hungry. 1 out of every 8 or 9 Americans are right now struggling to be fed. So we're having people who are hungry we have farms needing to throw food out, dump gallons of milk and trillions of gallons and turn vegetables back into mulch. And we have the hungry. We talked about this about a month ago, where food banks need food. But again, they have to store it, process it, you know. And if these farms and these companies don't have money to hire, because here's the thing, when you, I haven't ever operated a farm or a plant, but if you need to ship your food somewhere, okay, it's costly. It's not that people will pick it up. You have to do the delivery, so that's on you. So you have to pay for that. You have to pay for the driver. You have to pay for the trucks. You have to pay for the gas. You have to pay for their insurance. So rather than you send to one facility that could then send it out to a bunch of restaurants, if you now have to go to individual banks, food banks, now some of them are doing it, or what some of them are doing it, they're opening up nearby and letting food banks come to them. But, I mean, that's on you. It's costly. Then if they're taking a loss, they're not going to spend the money to go, you know what? We hear that there's a Fuddruckers in, let's say, L.A. that's open, so we're going to make sure that Fuddruckers goes and gets some. It's just not going to happen. When distribution and processing and production get disrupted, it all gets disrupted. Starting today, Costco is requiring all shoppers to wear masks or face coverings due to the chances of transmission of the virus. So you can't walk into a Costco or restaurant. I am seeing right now that chicken tenderloins are limited one per membership. So by membership, meaning if your family has one card, a lot of people will have separate carts. So the wife will buy, and then the husband will buy. So it's two separate customers. Now it's one per membership. I mean, we are talking about real restrictions here. They're not messing around. So one Tyson employee, a Texas woman in her 30s, wrote in Medium post that she was complaining about Trump, saying, he says we're part of critical infrastructure, that we're essential workers. Well, I don't feel critical. I don't feel essential. I feel sacrificial. She says this is about money. But this is what they're always telling us. If the production chain stops for a minute, the company loses $700,000. She says this is how, if Tyson had to close to handle the virus, they would have had to pay us when we stayed home. It's not about the food supply chain. So employees, and we've talked about this, are pretty grumpy, and understandably so, because those who worked in essential businesses were forced to work while others got to stay home and watch Netflix. And the reason why people got to stay home and watch Netflix is because you had people out there at the grocery stores and the, you know, and the gas stations and the first responders and the doctors and the nurses working. The problem is if a company had an option to stay open or close, then they would have either had to pay leave or just furlough everybody. And, you know, the food supply chain still needs meat. People were still eating. I mean, any company that could try and stay open wanted to. I don't blame them. Because for those of us that had to close and then we are trying to reopen, it's, you're going to be at a loss. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you were kind of hoping to see your family. A lot of us have family out of the country. You know, I'm a first generation American on my dad's side, third generation American on my mom's side. And so we have family overseas. We do. And Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says right now it is too hard to tell if international travel will resume this year. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin encouraged Americans to focus on domestic travel this year, as the international travel outlook for the rest of 2020 remains uncertain amid the coronavirus pandemic. In response to a question from Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business Network News about whether international travel will be opened up this year, he responded, "Too hard to tell at this point." And I get that. I don't know. I couldn't answer. If you guys asked me if I thought it would be safe for us to allow people from China or other countries to come when we don't know what's going on with coronavirus, I'd be like, I don't know. If we still don't have a vaccine and we still haven't decided what we're going to use for treatment, I don't know. The Treasury Secretary clarified that there may be some room for limited international travel. Obviously, for business people that do need to travel, there will be travel on a limited basis. They say travelers interested in going abroad currently don't have many options given a slew of all these travel restrictions, government travel warnings, limited international flights. In late March, the U.S. State Department issued its highest alert level for international travel, telling Americans to avoid all international travel, and that advisory still remains in place. The Treasury Secretary hailed domestic travel as a better option, though many states still have travel restrictions. So, the president, they said, is also looking at ways to stimulate travel. We want people to travel safely, to be able to visit places safely. So as the economy opens up, I think you'll see demand coming back. Our priority is opening up the domestic economy. And I get that. I get that. So, United Airlines President Scott Kirby had said on Friday that travel demand is essentially zero and cautioned that that could be the scenario into the year 2021. He and Gary Kelly of Southwest Airlines said there is little impetus for most people to travel, even within the United States, until there are things to do when they get there, like eating at restaurants, visiting tourist attractions, including Disney World or Disneyland. So, you know, yeah, a lot of us want to see family, but we don't want to hang out and stay at the family's house all the time. We want to go to a hotel. We want to go to Disney World. We want to go to a restaurant. We want to maybe go and see a movie. We want to go to the beach. So, you know, are people going to travel to California while there's still beach restrictions? So, you know, here's the thing, which is kind of interesting. You know, if I didn't have my personal wants, all right, and I had to kind of look at this as a doctor, I would love to extinguish the virus. I would love for the virus to just die out, to prevent outside sources bringing anything new in and keep us protected. But that's not realistic. Because the second we open our borders and something comes in, now we're all, you know, we're all vulnerable. So, you know, when to decide to reopen the borders, that's going to be tricky. On one end, the Republicans have made huge feats to try to slow down immigration, prevent jobs getting lost, and the coronavirus gave them the opportunity to do that. If ever borders are going to be closed and illegal immigration stopped, and, you know, prevention of other disease coming in, or, you know, people that can't, you know, find jobs in their country but able to find jobs in our country, if anybody wanted that to be limited so Americans could, you know, take the jobs themselves or whatever, this is the golden opportunity. And I just don't see, with the GOP, that letting up soon. That being said, America is a very diverse country, and we have relatives and family in other parts of the country. I think all Americans have made it back. I'm not sure. But when I've been asked, all right, would you travel again? I don't want to get stuck. I don't know if I want to go overseas and then be told I can't come back. Same thing with the cruise. There's these cruises being now, I believe it's Carnival or Royal Caribbean, I don't know which one, but a bunch of cruise lines are starting to now rebook cruises for August. I don't know if I want to be on a cruise ship and then told, you're stuck. And mind you, what starts to happen in August? Hurricane season. So I'm not going on a cruise anytime soon. So it would be great to have people who are just kind of like, you know, after we're done, they want to travel. It would be wonderful for them to travel domestically. Spend the money in America. Let's build up our American economy. But how long can that go for? You know, and people do have a lot of family in Mexico. They have a lot of family in Canada. A lot of family in Asia. A lot of family, you know, so it's not going to be a popular move So speaking of popularity, people are ticked, and there are over 770 lawsuits right now filed against hospitals, nursing homes, gyms, airlines, cruise lines. The litigation stemming from coronavirus is now stacking up. In New York alone, there have been over 250 lawsuits, according to international law firm Hunton Andrews Kurth. One brought by a nurses union alleges that officials failed to supply enough PPE and ensure that their staff would not contract the disease. Meanwhile, families of deceased relatives at a care home in Atlanta have accused it of not protecting the elderly residents by continuing with group meals. And there have been class actions, including against Ticketmaster, over canceled live events, etc. So, let's start with this, okay? If your job does not provide equipment, should you sue them? Well, if there's intent, if they were able to get it and they didn't want to spend the money and they had access to it and they refused to protect you, you have something. But if your boss can't access it, I cannot buy gloves. I cannot buy masks. I showed a news station all the temporarily unavailable, out of stock. It's been out of stock for 2 months. If your boss can't buy it, can't really sue your boss. So that's why in Congress and Senate is trying to put some safety measures so bosses don't get sued. If they can't access the stuff, what are they supposed to do? And if people don't want to come to work, should they be able to not come to work? Families of deceased relatives at a care home in Atlanta have accused them of not protecting the elderly residents and continuing with events and group meals. And then Ticketmaster had to cancel live events. One suit in Illinois claimed the box office company sought to force their customers to bear the brunt of their own short-sightedness. The breach of contract suit alleges that Ticketmaster withheld funds from thousands of fans. Ticketmaster, or their parent company Live Nation, has filed a response in court yet. So I guess there's people that are suing their gym membership because the gym membership kept charging them. And you're like, come on. So, it's a mess. Farah and Mohammed Tuchonchin from Los Angeles are suing Princess Cruises because they were left stranded on the Diamond Princess in Japan for 2 weeks early in the crisis. The couple's attorney told the Post that the quarantine was mishandled, the food brought uncovered to their cabin as the disease spread on board. They said our response throughout this process is focused on the well-being of our guests, a crew with the parameters dictated to us by government agencies involved in the evolving medical understanding of the new illness. So you had people not knowing what the hell was going on. And so they're like, well, let's feed them. Who knew that it could be on food? So can you sue people in light of them not knowing what's going on? But then again, if somebody was stuck, and they were, stuck and forced to, be on a ship when they didn't want to be and they could have possibly been home and safer, then they could have unfortunately gotten, been more at risk. So, yeah, it's coming. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.